This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It was announced Friday night that the U.S. is sending military forces and air defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This, again, in response to last week's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks, and Tehran denies any involvement domestically. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Trump's plan, saying that it is an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. Fresh off a worldwide climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that youth are united and unstoppable. The Secretary General relished his new role as a listener.
I have granddaughters. I want my granddaughters to live in a livable planet. My generation has a huge responsibility. It is your generation that must make us be accountable to make sure that we don't betray the future of humankind.
Guterres also credited young people with changing from him, a pessimist, to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The streets of Cairo were jammed Saturday as police checkpoints went up across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out on Friday night and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. Pro-government news outlets blamed the demonstrations on terrorists. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police fired tear gas Saturday in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Hundreds staged a sit-in at a shopping mall before spilling out into the street. Hong Kong is the fourth month of sometimes violent protests occurring every weekend. The events are an embarrassment for China's Communist Party ahead of October 1st celebrations of its 70th anniversary in power. Hong Kong's government has canceled a fireworks display that day, citing concern for public safety. Tensions were high in France between the authorities and varied groups of protesters. Reuters' Sarah Bassett explained.
Several calls for demonstrations had been issued in Paris by yellow vest supporters, environmental activists, and a far-left workers' union. In response, authorities deployed more than 7,000 police and banned protests in a large central area. Police in riot gear dispersed small groups of protesters using tear gas. Most demonstrators didn't wear the fluorescent yellow vests that gave the movement its name. The yellow vest movement emerged 10 months ago but petered out over the summer. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 shook the Albanian capital and the port town of Durrës on Saturday. The defense ministry said it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in the last 30 years. Local media reported that 49 people were being treated for injuries. The Solomon Islands announced Saturday the establishment of diplomatic relations with China, becoming the second Pacific island nation in as many days to switch its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan. The moves are part of a long-term effort by Beijing to undermine Taiwan's recognition of as an independent nation. Both Beijing and Taipei claim to be the rightful government of China. The Solomon's foreign minister also cited the national interest and development in particular. Jeremiah Manila is the foreign minister.
In response to recent attacks,
Both Beijing and Taipei have used development assistance to woo the support of small nations. The latest moves leaves Taiwan with little more than a dozen countries, plus the Vatican, that recognize its independence. Ethiopia said on Saturday it had arrested an unspecified number of members of the Islamist militant groups Al-Shabaab and Islamic State, who were planning to carry out attacks in the country on various targets, including hotels. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.